So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf posed the following question. Balabais instructed a shliach to sell a half a core of his land, and the shliach sold a larger piece of one core. Do we separate the two halves and say, regarding the first half of core, mecher kaim, the sale is valid because asa shlichusai, he fulfilled his mission and mecher en yochel afzubai, the seller cannot retract from the sale of the first half of core. And regarding the second half of core, mecher batal, the sale is not valid because it's considered a separate sale which the shliach added to the mecher's instructions. Oy dilmo, maver al devar avhu, v'lischa nam elikani. Always say that even regarding the first half of core, mecher batal, the sale is not valid because lo asa shlichusai, he did not fulfill his mission because he disregarded the mecher's instructions and mecher yochel achzabai. The seller can retract from the sale of the first half of core. Impossible proof from a Mishnah, Mesechtas Me'ilah, remained inconclusive. The Gemara then cites the previous Mishnah's case of Hoisik Subasa Mana, Umacher Shava Mana Bediner B'mana, Macher Batal, and gives two possible explanations. According to the first explanation, it would resolve the above question and support the second tzad that Maver al Devarvu Umacher Batal. The Mishnah is speaking of where the Zavin Shava Mana Bediner B'mana Bediner. Umay b'mana, mana shallah. She sold the property worth 100 zuz and one dinar for that price of 100 zuz and one dinar, but the sale exceeded her ksuba of 100 zuz. Afila here meris achzu dinar liyarshin, macher batal. Even if she offers to return the extra dinar to the yarshin, the sale is not valid because le'asla shlichusa, mavira al devarvi. She did not fulfill her mission because she disregarded the yarshin by selling more property. However, the Gemara offers a second explanation of the Mishnah, which it has no bearing on the above Shaila. We interpret the Mishnah as we understood it originally. The Zavin Shava Mana V'Dinner B'Mana. She sold a property worth 100 zuz and one dinner for a lower price of 100 zuz. B'De'ezel. She undersold it. And the sale is not valid because, as Rashi explains, She'eise dinner in L'Rishus Limkar. She was not authorized to sell a field of more than her ksuba. Afilahi Ameris after dinner liyarshin macher batal because kala mecher bitas shari bevas achasaya. The entire sale was erroneous because the property was sold as one and it exceeded her ksuba. The Gemara proceeds to offer a second version of this shayla. Halay tibayilach hechada amr le zilzaben le liska vizaben le kura, where the shliach sold a larger portion than instructed, there is no question that mecher kayim. Because asa shlichusai, the vade moisav al devarvu. Ki tibayilach de amr leizil zaman lekura, v'azal zaman leilischa. The question is only where the shliach sold a smaller portion than instructed. Ma'i, mi amrinan, amr le, de tavalach abdilach, de ilo mistarchalach suze, le matze hadrut bi. Do we say mecher kayim because it's considered asa shlichusai because the balabais benefits from a smaller sale, since he may not need all the money, and he could not later have rescinded a larger sale? Always say mecher batal because it's considered le'asash l'chusai, because he does not benefit from a smaller sale. On the contrary, it's detrimental for him to have so many documents, it ruins his reputation. The Gemara wants to resolve this question from a Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah and from our Mishnah, but both proofs remain inconclusive. The Gemara proceeds to discuss similar scenarios. Pshita, amala echad b'loy l'shnayim. If a balabais specifically instructed the shliach to sell to one buyer, not to two buyers, and the shliach sold to two people, it's certainly le'asa shlichusai, umacher batal, as Rashi explains, because Goli died to the kapit. Balabais clearly said that he objects to multiple buyers by reiterating his statement. However, in the case of amala echad stama, the balabais instructed the shliach to sell to one buyer, but he did not reiterate that the shliach should not sell to two buyers. Ravuna says le'asa shlichusai or mecher batal, because gila daiti. When the balabais specified one buyer, he meant that he objects to multiple buyers. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna disagree and say le'echad v'afil l'shnayim. It is considered asa shlichusai or mecher kayim, because lo gila daiti, the balabais did not object to multiple sale documents, because are chayu b'hachi. People in general specify one buyer, even though they do not object to multiple buyers. The Gemara leads into a discussion of Ein Oinod Lekarkois. The halacha of Oinod does not apply to land, and explains, If the landowner made an error in which he sold his land for a cheaper price, mecher kayim, because einanu lekarkois. However, if the shliach made an error and sold the owner's land for a cheaper price, mecher batel, because le'aso shlichusai, because the Baal Bais claims that he only appointed the shliach to bring him benefits, but not to cause him a loss. In other words, it's not an issue of einah, but of shlichus. The Gemara proves this distinction from a Mishnah and Braisa regarding Truma. The Mishnah states, when the Baal Bais appoints a shlich to separate Truma from his produce, but he did not specify an amount, the shlich separates the amount that the Baal Bais is accustomed to. If the shlich does not know the Baal Bais amount, he separates the average amount of 1/50. However, if the shlich separated the inferior amount of 1/60, or he separated b'ayin yafa, the generous amount of 1/40, the separation is still effective, because the amar b'hachi amadetich, the shlich claims that he assumed that the Baal Bais is accustomed to this amount. However, this implies that if the shlich separation exceeded the generous amount of 1/40, ain't trumasi truma, because lo asa shlichusai. However, the brisa that refers to the Baal Bais states, Tarim va'ala b'yada fila echad mi estrim trumasi truma, when the Baal Bais made an error, in which he separated a large amount of 1/20, the separation is still effective, because the separation was not through the shliach. We see that if the shliach does not fulfill the wishes of the mashaleach, he's not considered his shliach.